Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Now, let's dive into this. The biggest key, and this is where, you know, you might think, I don't need training on rapport. I can do that all the time. We got to understand the fundamentals, also understand where people go wrong with building rapport. Now, rapport is there for us to warm up a conversation or relationship, break the ice, kind of get things moving forward. And we all do it all the time. It could be people that we know, people that we've met, people that we're meeting for the first time, phone calls, Zoom calls, chats on social media, LinkedIn. We do it all the time. Most people do it when they're just trying to get things moving. Now, we know when rapport is not being done, when somebody just jumps right into business, and it's similar to a doctor, which you would refer to them as having no bedside manner. They're not asking you questions. They're not wanting to know about you. They're not warming up the conversation. They're going straight into the business and it feels cold and it might not be effective and it might lead to not trusting them, which is where this is so important. We all know what rapport feels like. If you're watching this or listening to this and you're in sales, you know that you start with rapport. The key is, and here's some things I want you to consider as you're going through this and take some notes and see what applies to you and see what you can add, is that we have to make sure that we're building rapport for the right reasons. Now, you might think, of course I'm building rapport for the right reasons, but that's not always the case. And we have all probably experienced this as a customer in our lives when we are in a buying situation and we're talking to somebody in sales and it just feels like, and we can feel the alarm bells going off inside and triggered such that it feels like their rapport building is fake and phony. It's schmoozy, it's gross, it's like oozing with cheesy rapport where it just feels like it's not authentic. They are trying to be all buddy-buddy, but you know it's with a specific end in mind, not with actually getting to know us, but just to warm things up enough so they can hit us with their sales pitch or get us to buy from them. And we've all felt that. So that's why, again, and I mentioned this and I'll keep mentioning this throughout all of these sessions and everything I always talk about, authenticity is so important as that first step. This isn't persuasive authenticity, it's authentic persuasion. In that order, you've got to be authentic. And then when you apply this to the persuasion process, which is where we're at now with this authentic persuasion pathway, then it's going to be authentic. You're doing it for the reasons that you know that are true for you, that are going to be best for that conversation. Always make sure that you're building rapport for the right reasons and in a way that's right for you. One of the things to keep in mind, and this is a good tip, is I see a lot of people, especially in call center environments or when they're observing or around other salespeople, especially early on, and they listen to somebody who's experienced and they listen to that person building rapport about sports or activities or things like that. And then they feel like, okay, I have to do that too. And I've seen many salespeople get into a trap where they feel like they've got to talk about sales or sports, but they don't know anything about sports or they don't really care. And I know that's true for myself. Some sports I care about, some I really don't care about. And I also know that I don't have a very deep knowledge about it. So if I try to build rapport with somebody who knows a lot about sports and I kind of start it like, I think I know what I'm talking about. Hey, did you watch the big game last night? And then they go off and then like it exposes the fact that I don't know and I don't care. That's not good. So you want to be careful. You want to make sure that your rapport building is authentic for you. You've got to have that balance between small talk and chit chat and what you really care about, right? Do you really care about what the weather is like in Connecticut this time of year or what's going on at restaurants in Arizona where they live? Like, if you don't care about it, it's going to be fake. It's going to feel like that. And so make sure whatever it is, it's true for you. People will appreciate. They'll recognize when it's fake and they'll appreciate when it's real and it's authentic and you're being transparent and you actually care, right? Like maybe you travel a lot and you do care what the weather's like there, or you're interested in the local food scene or things like that. I have heard several salespeople over my career who they really love food and they'll get into restaurants and they travel a lot and they'll bring up a restaurant in an area in a city and people know it. And, you know, then they're building rapport that way and building that relationship, which I think is the key.